Yes, I've sat and watched, I think, probably as near perfect performance as we could have achieved our first game away from home. And I think that we planned to wait and be patient and move the ball around as quick as we possibly could to tire or break and find some space to break Crystal Palace down, because we knew how good they were against Arsenal the week before. And I think that from that point of view, when the opportunities came and when the half chance came, we found a player that can produce the sort of top end quality that we were looking for, and that was Marrow with a goal, the first goal. And that lifted everybody's spirits, because we knew we were in control of the game, but there's always that fear that Crystal Palace is a counter-attacking side and maybe, you know, maybe go and snatch one or sneak one, even if they didn't deserve it. But Stuart Downing scoring after that, equally good, equally of the same quality. Outstanding run inside and an outstanding finish. And, you know, by the time we come out the second half, and I thought that was it when James Tompkins hit the bar, and I thought, well, you know, that would have been great. You know, we would have won the game from there. And then we sloppily gave a very, very, you know, really poor goal away from our point of view. I mean, it came from our goalkeeper's kick. Nobody touched it on our team till it hit the back of the net, which was disappointing. So it gave Palace a lift for 10 minutes, but then we took control of the game again. And, of course, Carlton Cole finishes a superb work-free kick for ourselves. And new players come on. Quality of our finishing was great. Players who've only just arrived play well again. Aaron Cresswell, Coyote. In fact, the whole team playing really, really well today.
What about Zarate? He gives you an extra
dimension. Well, Zarate with a goal, of course, and the way he plays. It's like I said at the start, we think he's something a bit different to what we already have, and he is certainly that today. And playing against a team that packs their own half when they lose possession, a player of his capabilities finding little pockets of space and his ability to roll past players and ultimately his quality of his finishing.
Much was said in the summer about styles of play, Sam, and how you'd have to change the style of play. I've got to say, for the first two games of the season, I don't know if the style of play has changed, but certainly your team going forward have looked a lot more potent.
Well, you know, I find it hard to answer that, because, yeah, I want to be positive and say I've changed the style of play, but really, I haven't. Not really. We played like that last season. And when we didn't win, we said we didn't play like that, and we did.
Is it a stereotype?
So I'm a realist. And I tell the truth, we played great last year, but when we didn't win, people said we didn't, and that is acceptable from me, because people want to see you win and they want to see you entertain them. And the entertainment value is not as good if you don't win, you see. And if you lose, it's no entertainment at all if you played well. So, but at the end of the day, this team has got better players to play better, and is looking like it's playing better in certain areas and more consistently than last year. I think that's the case. And I think we've got better quality. And I think we've got better quality of finishers. And that's going to make a massive difference. So that's going to make us more entertaining. And style of football, well, I've never been too sure about that in the first place anyway.
Many changes for Tuesday, do you think? Are you going to vary it much?
There'll be a few, yes. I think that we've got Sacco and we've got Valencia who need to get out there and get as near to 90 minutes as we can. We've got Ravel Morrison who needs to get out there and get as many minutes as he can. Modiami is frustrated not playing. Guy Demel, who's going to get out there. Diego Poyet. Jussi Jäskeläinen in goal. And there'll be a few of the younger pro element that slips in with that. And hopefully it'll be difficult to put a team together like that and get perhaps the rhythm, but they have to accept that, you know, they've got to go out there and perform. They're playing for West Ham. They're playing at home against Sheffield United. We know the bad feeling between the two football clubs, and we want to win, but my job is to make sure I put a team out to win, but I don't risk too much for the following Saturday. So if I play some of these players and they get injured and I lose them when I've already got injury problems, then it creates a bigger problem for me next Saturday against Southampton. So I hope players that go in on Tuesday show what they can do and make sure that they beat Sheffield United.
Week of the transfer window left, can fans expect much activity in that week?
One more, I would think.